I'm Johnny Cash.
I'm George Walker. Ring of Fire, directed by Brian Moshka, is the opening show of the Crossroads Repertory Theater's summer season. The lights come up with eight actors on the new theater's thrust stage, each claiming that they're Johnny Cash. None of them sound quite like him, and especially the four women don't sound like him at all. Frankly, it takes a while for the message to sink in, but as the talented cast sings, acts, and dances through the Cash catalog, each put his or her stamp on the story. Crossroads Rep is back in ISU's refurbished new theater, and the show makes good use of Chris Burchild's efforts with the venue's enhanced sound system and the opportunities that the newly installed lighting offered Lee Fiskness. Cash's Country Boy makes a good-humored intro for all, and yet hard work, danger, and mortality are part of the life. The death of Cash's brother Jack, Match Schludecker, with his talk of angels to Mother Eileen Ernest, was an especially moving moment. The drama of flooding, nothing strange to us here in Indiana, was effectively presented in 5 feet High and Rising, followed by Big River. The fine singer and veteran Crossroads actor Dave Davies manfully tried for low notes on Daddy Sang Bass, answered by Eileen Ernest as the tenor. Later, Davies also played electric bass with the band, led by ISU's Mark Carlisle. Joe Garcia Rieger had a lovely solo moment with I Still Miss Someone. Choreographer Teresa McCullough got everyone up and dancing for an energetic get rhythm that also included some traditional play party dances. Johnny Cash's years at the Grand Ole Opry were saluted, with Isabella Collins singing of Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart, and Zane Colson presenting his Egg-Sucking Dog. The first act ended with a spirited duet of Jackson. Act two of Ring of Fire opened with the men, now all dressed in black, and the women in more colorful outfits, courtesy of costume designer Bianca Perez. The male quartet sang the good-natured Hey Porter, followed by Kris Kristofferson's rueful Sunday Morning Coming Down. The mood again changed quickly with Delia's Gone, then segued into a richly rhythmic Orleans Parish Prison, transitioning to Folsom Prison Blues. The somber man in black was nicely followed with the gospel Why Me, Lord, with an instrumental and then the comical Boy Named Sue. There was still time for a tribute to song with Tennessee Flat Top Box, the hit I Walk the Line, and the patriotic tribute of the Ragged Old Flag. This left the audience still wanting a bit more, and the cast finished the show off with an energetic and multi-parted I've Been Everywhere. Ring of Fire offers a talented cast, a hard-working band, and a creative presentation of 36 of the songs that Johnny Cash wrote or sang during his long career. It loosely follows his developing life with a bit of insightful history. If you're a Johnny Cash fan, or you think you might learn to like a little bit more about him, this is the show for you. This weekend, Crossroad presents Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in a production for Our Times, directed by Lauren Morris. Ring of Fire returns for evening performances on Wednesday, July 10th, Saturday, July 13th, and in a Crossroads season closing matinee on Sunday, the 14th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.